Yeah, it was a fun Saturday night, but it's taken, I think, two recovery days.
I think we're all in the same boat.
Yeah,
today.
Like, what is
going
on? A
little foggy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So we went to the charity event, you know, it's a fancy event. We're all dressed up. And then the after party, unplanned after party, ended up being at Bubba's.
You guys were on the warpath.
Oh, yeah.
We were like,
let's go. Come
you were
on.
Focused. Man.
Well, because now we live in Kittery, and it was like
totally
a night
sure.
out in Portland. We got a hotel, you know.
Don't waste
and
it.
And we're
yeah.
all wearing fancy clothes, you know. So so we go to Bubba's. By the way, the best time to go to Bubba's is when you're dressed up for something fancy prior.
Yeah.
And apparently everyone thinks you came from a wedding. That was, I can't tell you how many times I said, what are you guys here from a wedding? Like,
yeah.
And it was said with such disdain, too.
Oh, my gosh.
How dare
like,
you?
What are you wearing? Like, you can't be dressed for that. For here, you know, and I had told Tim about this like mystical place, you know, called Bubba's, like an antique store meets Studio 54 meets Deep North Main Dive Bar.
Meets a black hole. That,
meets the yeah. Christmas tree shop.
Right. Yeah, yeah exactly.
Oh,
something
good.
Like that.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
but some of that stuff's valuable. Like Richard, he Googled. Like, you know those old, like, tin lunch boxes or
oh,
whatever?
Oh, yeah. They got tons of them.
He Googled one of them, and it was worth $990.
Wow.
Okay, so he made it come.
$1,000 bucks, and yeah. It's on the ceiling.
Richard was standing there, like, totaling up.
I love him.
Like, the value of the crap glued to the walls.
Yes,
oh, it's amazing.
Like, that's
it
how you know
expensive.
He's the businessman out of all
oh,
of
totally,
us.
Totally, yeah. Curtain Street. The curtain shop.
Oh,
yeah.
My God, it's so funny.
So we're dancing, you know, and the girls are dancing with these, like, 23-year-old boys.
Oh, my God.
Thinking
oh,
they're,
God.
Like,
oh, no
they're
way.
In hot, heaven. You know what? Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was
oh, my
so
God,
funny.
I love it.
So we're dancing, and there's this girl who comes up to me, and she goes, is that guy your friend, like, a newsman?
Yeah, newsman.
He came in
yeah.
costume.
Yeah.
That's right. Of course Todd's going
to
get recognized.
I had to be in a freaking yeah. suit and tie. It's ridiculous. Yeah.
It totally
you know?
He looks
sense.
Like all he was missing was the green screen and the clicker. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, does he, this guy right. always walk around in a suit?
Right, exactly.
That's what everyone was saying.
So
I
this
like
young
an
woman.
Idiot.
And she was, I thought she was cute. She was like 25 or something.
Great.
She,
my wife was right there.
Yeah,
really
exactly.
Matter, thanks.
And she goes, is he like a newsman? And I, he's so handsome. And I was like, oh yeah, that's Todd. And then she goes, oh, from Channel 6. And I said, yeah. And she goes, how do you know him?
He's
my friend. Well, then I said, then she goes,
I'm
oh, do you work at Channel 6 too? I said, no, I do a radio show. And she goes, oh, which one? And I said, on Coast 93.1. She goes, oh. Are you Blake?
We just blew her world,
and
didn't
I was
we?
Like, yeah. And she
her
goes,
mind is
oh, my God. It was so funny.
Oh.
And then someone else asked if Richard was a celebrity, like out of nowhere. Just because
I can see that.
He was in a suit. Or is tux, he a, actually.
Is he,
in a tux.
Is he a celebrity?
Yeah.
Is he famous? And we were like, no, he's just a bald man in a tux with an overcoat on.
But it's the overcoat.
But
he looks very distinguished.
But when you're at Bubba's and you're bald with an overcoat and a tuxedo.
He's Daddy Warbucks.
Exactly.
Yeah. Totally.
Completely.
It totally is.
Right.
All the 20-year-old girls are like, hi, Richard.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
I should have been like, no, he's just loaded.
Yeah.
And Richard put Bubba's on the map, by the way, back
I know.
In the day.
Well, that was the other thing is that he was telling me the stories about, like, he created 80s night at Bubba's.
Yes,
really?
He did.
Yeah, like
yeah.
back in like they would rent it out and then sell tickets themselves and of course make money off it. I'm like, why
yeah,
don't I have the business mind? That
I
you
don't.
Do?
I know, right?
You know,
that's great.
But he knows the bartender's been there for like 45 years. The woman in the when you first walk in.
Well, that was this guy owns the curtain shop and he walks in
he
and he's like, hey,
Richard.
Marianne, and I'm like, what?
She's like, Richard, I miss you. Let's do 80s night again.
Right. Like, Richard, we got a tequila shot for you. I'm like, what?
That is awesome.
Yeah, it was funny.
It was funny.
Yeah.
And I'm telling the same girl that thought, you know, oh my God, that's Todd the newsman, right? And I was like, oh yeah, how about the bald guy though? He knows the price of every lunchbox.
That's Richard.
He's the one you want to cozy up to, yeah. But it was a fun night. You missed out, Kel.
I know.
Next time.
Man.
I get those stupid kids. Man.
No, it was you. It was you.
It was me. It was,
the kids were asleep at home.
I know. I just
and
feel
she's
guilty.
Going, no, we got to get home for the kids. And I'm like, what? How?
I'm trying Rachel to find and you didn't take your shoes off, Blake, did you?
No.
They took their high heels off.
Oh,
you know?
I get it.
Their
at
feet,
Bubba's. Yeah.
My wife's feet are so dirty right now.
Oh. Rachel's going to be the only
God.
Person to get COVID toes without getting COVID.